50 minutes on the clock. Hey guys, my name's James.
And I'm Corwin.
And welcome to This Movie's Gay. Oh,
why are you saying it like that? Are we an action adventure film right now?
Yes, we're in Jurassic Park where the dinosaurs eat a man and then people, I guess, aren't
worried. TC hasn't seen that movie. We need to watch it.
Oh, for this?
I mean, I don't know, not for this.
We could Patreon This Movie's Gay question mark.
I own it now because my roommate hadn't seen it. And it has Laura Dern in it, who is an icon.
Yes, she is an icon.
Oh, so,
but also, like, it is crazy when I say, like, hey, guys, I just don't want you to be, like, over here. Like, this
is just not, like, oh, my God,
I'm Corwin over here.
James, hey. I will Mr. Ripley kill you.
Oh, no, you just gave away the movie, even though it's the episode title. And, oh, our guest is not. I'll break this if you do not get off your phone. I'll break this.
What are you going to break? There's nothing
my
there.
My iPod. No,
there's nothing
this.
There. Nothing.
What?
I see nothing.
Oh, my God. Corwin, I guess, doesn't see anymore.
No, I just
don't
think
glasses.
That's impressive.
Well, this isn't impressive? What?
No.
If I broke this, you wouldn't be impressed that I could break this?
No.
There's steel banding in this.
You could drop that from a foot away.
No, but
break.
I'm saying, like, bend it in half. Break it like bend them.
Okay.
Bend it
Our
like break them.
Our guest this week is...
Hey!
Oh, was I supposed to say my name? I'm so sorry. Tavia. Hi.
Who has been on the show before.
But doesn't listen.
And who also has a show on Marshline Media.
What the hell, Mel?
Yeah.
I get paid Amazing. Every time I say the name of our podcast.
What the hell?
You are so quiet. And speaking of that.
A check gets deposited, sent into my account. So
it's
I'll
negative
be saying it over
cents.
The course of the, oh God. I'm never going to say it again.
Speaking of being quiet and what the hell mouth, TC, you have started doing this thing where you whisper something mean to me in the microphone.
Do I?
Yeah. And then, so one, I hear it in the edit and it's mean. And then two, you're giving me extra work because I have to turn it up.
Ooh, it's a dual mean. It's a double entendre.
That's amazing.
It's
I love
not.
That. Can I stop? Can I start doing that?
Sure, I didn't know I was doing you. It.
What?
I love that for you.
I love that journey, James. That's my version.
We
TC's
had a conversation
version
of,
is, I love that for you.
I do. I love everything for everyone. I'm
TC
putting positivity
so
into the universe.
TC is so positive.
I feel like if I put positivity into the universe at 130%, at some point I'm going to start reaping it. It hasn't started yet. I'm just actually reaping a lot of negativity right now.
Same.
But I think that I could reap some positivity soon. One
I
day.
I mean,
it'll happen.
If you multiply
a negative times a negative?
Times a positive, it's still a negative. Oh,
so if you multiply a negative
right?
times a negative?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I don't know how to
negative
do that.
Negative times a negative is a positive.
I'm going to try it. Hold
I
on.
I think. Let's see if I remember my math skills.
You're correct.
Yes. Corwin is right.
I'll see a bunch of Amazon packages in our courtyard. I'll look up at the blue sky and say, it could rain today. And then I take all those packages and put them at everyone's apartment.
Very sweet.
And then I accidentally step on them.
Do you remember that time your neighbor refused to take those French fries from me?
Yeah. I'm surprised you would bring that up after... how terrible you felt about it.
I did. I felt horrible about it, and I feel horrible about it again.
What?
Because it was just too embarrassing for me.
Okay.
Well, because yeah. also you...
I also have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, he doesn't listen to What the Hell Mouth.
Oh. No.
Wow. You don't
no,
listen
I don't.
To... I listen to your podcast.
You just said you didn't!
I've heard one episode
and
that 10-minute conversation about me.
And when have I been on your podcast? And
that's
when has
not
there been
the point. I've
when
listened
has there
to
been
your
a,
podcast.
When has there been a
that's
10
insane.
Minute conversation about me on your podcast?
You don't listen to What the Hell Mouth? Can you put a little cha-ching in there?
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Negative
don't
2 cents.
Say it. Put it in.
You want it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop recording and put it in.
No, I'm saying you want it
James,
in the
stop
recording right
and
now.
Put it in.
You like at this moment it goes cha-ching right now.
No, I want it after I say what
hey,
the
hell. Hey, it's
every,
going
every
right
time
now.
I say
cha-ching.
What the hell mouth? I want you
Cha-ching!
To put it.
Yeah, see, and now I know you guys don't listen
Negative
to Mostly
cents.
Speaking Sentai because that's a bit when Nicole says, hey, during that long silence, you should put crickets in, like right there. And then I'll put crickets in when she is telling me to actually put crickets
that's
in.
That's really funny.
Yeah. And then I show like
oh,
I
man.
Show it to her. And
What's
then...
the name of that podcast? I'm going to check it out.
And then it happened again, and she's like, hey, and don't fucking put the crickets in right now. And then, like, in the edit, as she said, don't put it in right fucking now, it starts cricketing.
That sounds so funny. I might check that out. I might listen to that.
Might listen to that podcast. What's it called again?
Mostly Speaking Sentai. Which, oh, guys?
Cha-ching.
Mostly Speaking Sentai. Yes.
Yeah, I get paid every time someone says that.
Oh, dang. You're rolling
that
in
one's 2 cents. So TC's at like a negative 20 right now.
Yeah.
You need to say that podcast name.
I'm going
more
to the bar tonight, regardless of how much I don't have in my account. So I need as much money as I can get.
Just, you need to make a little bar at your apartment. Then you can just drink alone.
I don't have. I do. That's I've been trying not to. I've been having a really rough always. So
James, I know that you don't drink, but whenever other people drink and they drink alone, it's typically
like,
not
as
great.
Funny story that's actually very sad, but it is kind of funny in retrospect.
Let's go.
Really bad night a couple weeks ago, and I was like, you know, like mind over matter, I'm gonna work out. So I worked out. I had a really great workout. I worked out for like an hour and a half, and I was sweating buckets by the time I was done. Showered, went, got in bed, and I just couldn't get the bad night off of my mind. So I made a playlist of one specific very sad song. I found every version of the song I could find, and poured myself 4 cups of vodka and orange juice. So I finished an entire bottle of vodka and an entire bottle of orange juice. And I like got on Twitter and I rated the song and which version I liked the most and which version I liked the least. And then it was like, I woke up in my bed. Like, I don't know how I got there. I don't remember getting out of the bathtub. I don't remember like the last 6 tweets of the thread. And I woke up the next day and like, I felt fine. But then I was like, damn, you know, like you wake up from drinking that heavily and you really want some orange juice. And I was like,
I finished all
of the orange juice.
And that orange juice is sugary.
Yeah.
And those drinks were definitely strong. I've had some TC drinks.
And it was like, I lined them up. So like the least strong was the first one I had.
Yeah,
and then by the time I think it was like, no, because I remember by the time I had the fourth one, like I broke the seal. Like I didn't pee, but I was sitting in the bathtub and I was like, damn, I got to pee really bad. So I had to get out of the bathtub to pee.
Oh,
wash
I thought you were going to say
no,
you
I do not pee in the bathtub. That's disgusting.
I was like, that's gross.
But since I had gotten out of the bathtub, I was like, well, I guess I may as well make another. And that was how I finished the orange juice and the vodka. And that was why I didn't remember having finished it. So then I got back in with my 5th cup of vodka. But like the walk from the bathroom to the kitchen really like
it's
put things
walk
into perspective. Like I was fine when I was just sitting there and had 4 cups of alcohol. But when I got up, peed, washed my hands, went to the kitchen, came back to the bathroom. By the time I got back to the bathroom, I was like, time to get back in the bathtub. And then I just like woke up in my bed and had to be like, damn, what happened? And I had like texted a group chat I'm in and I was like, guys, one day I'll be able to like get past my pain without alcohol. But today is not that day. But I had spelled it like Tosad, it's not the day. And they were like, oh my God, are you all right? And I was like, hey, I am really embarrassed. I'm so sorry. I also I went through such a like drinking phase during the like mid like between. This is very sad. I'm so sorry. I'm doing this on your podcast, but I drank like my cavities on this side are like apparent again because I guess if you drink enough, your fillings will like deteriorate. I have learned some things, guys. Mostly that I could really go for a therapist. What the hell, mouth.
Ching.
There it is.
You gotta just go cold turkey, get sober, work
that will
out all
kill
the time.
You. If you go cold turkey from alcohol, you could like die.
Really?
And I tried and I was having really bad migraines and like sweats and nightmares. Now I do just have nightmares every night just because again, my life is very bad right now. But I was having even worse nightmares and like I'll get stuck in dreams really easy. So I couldn't. So I was like, I gotta just but like I was probably drinking like a bottle of alcohol every 2 days. So now I've gotten it down to like I only drink on the weekends, but I drink to excess.
Then stop. That's what you got to stop doing. Just one shot. Say, I'm good.
My life is very bad.
Maybe do a shot of CBD oil.
The worst my life has ever been.
Think positive thoughts. This is coming from someone who is on live streams just
Jamie.
Screaming about wanting to die.
Sorry, same. Not the
live stream
part.
Jinx.
The wanting to die. Ugh. What a dream. So
you guys
talented
have such a bond.
Not bonded enough to know what kind of pants I wear.
That's true.
Oh,
that's the one thing I can never figure out about you.
That James wears baggy red pants, as opposed to the pants I'm wearing today, which are
tight red pants.
They got a little loose fitting in it.
I had a pair of red pants once. They were red Levi skinny jeans. Back when I used to be a 32 in men's. I'm not a 32 anymore.
Back when you went by Woodstock.
Now I'm a... No, I went by TC at that time.
The Yeti.
I wish. I wish that would ever caught on. Could never get a nickname to catch on. TC for a while.
That's... What are you talking
about? I
still
call you TC.
I appreciate it.
That's the only way I know
you.
Actually,
just you two call me that. Nobody else calls me that.
I actually don't remember how you introduced yourself to me.
Probably TC.
Mostly because it was like 9 p.m. and I was like, oh, someone's just randomly in the apartment. It's like,
that'll
oh.
do it.
And you're like, I'm feeding the cats. I was like, oh, I was going to do that, but that's great. Cool.
Damn.
Love
just
that.
Just started thinking about my cat. I love him.
Mm. Haven't met your cat, but...
He's really bad. He's like... My roommate's friends came to visit this weekend, and he bit one of them really, really hard.
Ouch.
Like, just bit her fucking ankle. Just like, and she was petting him, and I guess he was just like, but what if we did this? And she was like, ooh, oh, like really bit her. And when I went to get him, like, I was like, hey, we don't do that. And he was like, and I was like, oh, whoa, at me?
Jeez.
You're hissing at me? So he had to go in his room for a little bit.
Oh,
I have never Yikes. Heard Frank hiss.
He just whines. He's just like, give me food.
Yeah, he's a yeah. little sad boy.
Draco does, like, he cries a lot. And he'll, like, you know how sometimes cats will be like, hero? Like, he'll do that even. And, like, everybody will be in the room. Like, if we have guests over, all of us will be in there looking at him. And he's like, is anyone in here? I'm like, can you? You can see, right? So I'll, like, wave a toy and he'll go get it. And then he's just like, hello, though. Does anybody want to play with it? You guys don't want to play with my chewed up penguin?
Frank will
bite your ankle.
Will be sitting on the couch and then he'll go into the room, into our bedroom and scream in there. And we're like, dude, you know we're here. But this morning, Nicole was trying to like get Frank, I think to wipe his butt because he has had diarrhea because of problems he's been having. And she kneels down and says, Frank, come here, come here. And he's just like staring at her blankly. And then I kneel down behind her. I'm like, Frank, come here. And he just darts over to me. And she's like, I hate you guys.
He was, like, sorry, go ahead.
No, what's up?
No, you go. Finish your story.
No, that was finished.
I thought so, but then I felt rude. Yesterday, Draco was sitting on my lap and like I was on one piece of the couch and my roommate was on the couch next to me. And he like leapt off of my lap in a way that like scratched me because he used his back feet so hard and slammed his body into her stomach so hard that she like folded in half. And then he just like walked over her body and then ran away. And she was just on the couch like, oh, God. Good times.
Amazing. You want to talk about this movie?
Hell yes, yeah. Just like cats, our Ripley is talented.
We have, this is actually, TC's been like, oh, we should watch this movie.
I have
like
been.
When we first started this podcast mm-hmm. and we haven't watched it yet until now. It's The Talented Mr. Ripley from 1999 with Matt Damon.
I'm fucking Matt Damon.
And Jude Law.
No. I'm fucking Jude Law.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I would not fuck Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow.
And Cate Blanchett.
I might fuck Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, Cate Blanchett. Yeah.
Cate Blanchett is one of those, like, you know, never mind.
I mean, as Hela in Thor, yeah, she hot.
Didn't see it.
Oh, well.
If Nicole was like, call me Cate Blanchett, then I would have sex with Cate Blanchett.
All right.
If Cate Blanchett was like, call me Cate Blanchett, I'd be like, can we have some Cate Bland sex? No, Ooh. That sounds like bland sex. Miss Blanchett, if you happen to hear this podcast, my sex is anything but bland. It's very enjoyable. If you have a preference in penises, I'm with that. A
lot of them.
A lot Great. Of them. Have you ever heard of the Violator, Miss Blanchett?
Oh, God.
TC, you're our guest, you know, on the show. The guest gives the rundown, yo.
I didn't know that.
You got to give a synopsis of the movie.
So The Talented Mr. Ripley is just a... Ooh, you're not going to have to edit that. You see how quick I did that? You're not going to have to edit out any silence. I mean, I ruined it by
You didn't
doing
ruin
this,
it? Keep going.
Cut this out.
No.
Mr. Ripley is about how...
Mr. Ripley...
Oh, God, what was the movie about? We watched it for so long that I don't remember. First of all, it's a very long movie. They make sure you get the full fill of it, but it's about this guy who you don't really get a backstory about him. You just kind of learn that like he's maybe a sociopath, but also maybe I wouldn't say he's gay so much as maybe like fluid. I'd say he's queer, but like, I don't know. I get a lot of gay vibes, but I don't want to be like, oh, he's gay for sure. I don't want to put that on him. So, he's queer, and he is, like, just a random pianist in somewhere in America, perhaps New York.
Yes.
And he meets a guy at an event and lies about being from Princeton. And the dad's like, hey, my son's from Princeton. You probably know him. Why don't you go down to Italy where he lives now and try to bring him back home? And then hijinks ensue, but not like fun Ed, Edd n Eddy hijinks. Tom actually goes on to kill three people. And Gwyneth Paltrow is convinced it was him.
And she's right. She got there from completely weird.
She got from point A to point B without taking any path whatsoever. She actually, I think, just teleported.
She teleported to point B, but she was at point B.
She got
no one else was. Nobody. But she was.
They probably will be now. That's probably my... I'd love to see a sequel to this movie because I want to know if he got... Like, I'm sure he got away with this also just because his luck, but
his luck
how?
Is insane.
Yes.
Also, like, Cate Blanchett's family knows Dickie is dead. So I would love to see that's I would like, if you're going to make the movie 16 fucking hours, that would have been what I wish they would have focused on.
Who was Cate Blanchett?
Meredith.
Okay.
Meredith. She was the one that was like, I'm in textiles. Yeah.
And then Gwyneth Paltrow is Margot.
Yeah. Marge.
Margot.
Marge.
Marjo.
I called her Margot a lot.
Gwyneth Paltrow is Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Harley Quinn herself.
Is Margot Robbie? That's smash.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow? Nah.
Miss Robbie, if you're listening to this, I would also have sex with you.
Wow. You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here, folks.
She could say, I am going to go down under on ya. She's
from
Australia.
I'm going to give you some fucking head right now. That's what I would say to her. And then she'd be like, please leave.
Why are you following me to my car?
I want to give you a fucking got some fucking cock. You want some cock, Margot Robbie?
And she pulls out a knife and says, this is a knife.
I'd be like, is it what you want to be fucked with, Margot? Because I think that's Australian.
What? The accent or?
Downton Abbey.
And then you just go, coincidence, and walk away.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Oh, God.
Shrimp on the Robbie.
Yeah, wait, shrimp on the Robbie?
Shrimp on the Robbie. I'm going to eat shrimp off
Tommy,
your pussy,
Tommy,
Margot
Tommy,
Robbie.
Tommy.
Philip Seymour Hoffman playing one of his two roles. Either someone you absolutely love or someone you absolutely hate.
When does he play someone that you love?
I think in Twister he's good. Like, he's someone you enjoy being around.
Maybe in Capote.
Oh, in Twister he was.
Have you guys seen Capote?
Guy.
I think that's also a gay movie.
I've never seen Capote.
Wasn't Truman Capote gay?
I think he just dressed.
Sorry. Here's the big question here. Who is Truman Capote?
I'll Google it.
Or is it Capote? It's not. It's Capote. I don't know who he is, though.
I know nothing.
Truman Capote.
Anyway.
I'm not doing well with accents today. Truman Capote. Hey, Mambo Italiano.
Can you do the accent that Gwyneth Paltrow and Meredith did?
With Gwyneth Paltrow sticks out to me.
What?
After Tom kills Dickie and he comes back with the perfume and the letter and he's like, he goes, Marge, and she's like, ah! For no reason. She looks like almost, I want to say, like, if we could go back, I think she looked dead in the camera and just screamed.
That's when she knew that Tom
like
killed
Gwyneth
Dickie.
Paltrow. I don't like
At
Gwyneth
that
Paltrow.
Moment, she was like, this bitch killed Dickie.
She said, Matt Damon, I know you killed Dickie.
I liked that because I get that sometimes.
Like night terrors just in the middle of the day?
No, when like you think you're alone and then someone says,
I think we're
says,
alone
hey,
now.
What's that from?
Click 5. Cause she's bittersweet. She knocks me off of my feet. And I can't help myself. I don't want anyone else. What the hell, Mel?
Cha-ching.
Thank you.
I actually do that to my... You are racking down. -2 cents.
I remember...
I do that to my roommate all the time on accident because I do walk around very quietly, James. So I apologize if
like
I ever scare you.
I used to purposefully jump scare people. Like, I'd pretend to be asleep if they came in a room and then I'd be like, but back when I lived with my first girlfriend,
I would just think you had night terrors.
One time thought she was in the room, but it was actually her brother rooting through her things because he thought I was asleep. And I went, and he like fake punched me, but he definitely probably would have punched me for real had he not like... practice restraint in that moment. So I was like,
I won't do this no more.
I used to jump scare people. I would hide behind doors and scare them until in high school I did this to a teacher and the teacher was terrified in front of the entire class and then very calmly said, James, I need to see you out in the hallway. I was like, okay. And he was like, hey, teens will be teens. That's fine. Like, yeah, you like doing pranks. However, you do need to understand that people like me, I have a heart palpitation that could have killed me. You don't know. I don't know. You don't know. Like, it's not.
Let's and then traumatize I was
like,
a child.
I was like, okay, yeah, never going to do this again.
Okay. As gays, Corwin, I feel like this might be important to you as it is to me. I would love to know Tom's sign.
Oh,
what
yes.
sign is what he where he lies he? So unprovoked?
He,
because I have a theory, but just in case anybody that normally doesn't listen would happen to listen, I can't share my theory, but I have a theory. Tom.
I guess I'll bleep
you're
that
right.
out.
You're yeah, 100%
actually,
right.
Areas. You can bleep
out. Now
like,
I have to bleep
out
twice.
When I say, just bleep out the beginning and leave in like, yes.
Tom's a Gemini.
Hold on, let me check. Maybe in
That's
the book
me.
It's revealed.
I'm a Gemini. What?
You know
You're
who probably
the book?
Is? I feel like Dickie could be a Gemini.
Oh, Dickie is 100% probably a Gemini. Well, yeah. He's just like, oh, I absolutely am focusing on you.
Freddie would be a Scorpio because he's like he's that weird.
Tommy,
like,
Tommy.
Don't patronize me. That I would have. If there was ever a moment to, if I was, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I have a couple notes about how I relate to Tom. But like that thing where like somebody is nice to you one time and then you're like, well, obviously we're gonna be together forever. That resonates with me quite a bit, and it
like
does not usually end well for me either. I've just never killed anyone.
I think that resonates with a lot of queer people. Yeah. I think it was one of the themes in this movie that was like, oh, this is very queer.
Like, maybe you finally feel that sense of, like, acceptance, and then it turns out, nope, just kidding. They don't accept you.
Yeah.
I am...
Both of us...
Maybe not have been in the place to watch this movie. Anyway,
Both of us in the beginning were like, this is so homoerotic, and James was like, what are you talking about?
I don't get it. I don't get it. They're
just
three gal pals.
In the beginning, they were just hanging out.
They're like three turtles that were hatched together on the beach. They're just hatchling buddies. He said that verbatim.
And I'm
didn't.
Like,
I'm gonna
They're
say it with James's
in the
accent.
Bath,
James. James was like, "They're just three friends who were in the. They was together."
I had my eyes closed and was thinking, "Is this one of those times when I'm talking and I don't know what I'm saying?"
Yeah,
yeah,
it was.
I seem just. My name's James Edward McCallum.
How am I talking? Am I a ventriloquist?
Am I a ventriloquist?
Oh God,
it's uncanny. You know, this is Corwin.
Before we started recording the podcast, TC and I just kept doing that to James over and over and over again because Freddie was absolutely awful. I hated him so much.
Yeah, Freddie, and I feel like maybe Freddie is Dickie's Dickie and he is Tom.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Freddie's Tom, but Freddie is like, I don't like, you know, you're cool, you know.
And Freddie's like, I'm just going to sweep
Dickie
in.
Dickie probably
and, like
played it a lot cooler than Tom could.
Yeah. Well, I mean, are you saying that Dickie then slept with Freddie? Because Freddie definitely was like.
They probably fooled around before, but they were like, nah, this isn't for us.
Freddie's like, I'll just sleep with anybody. You know,
yeah.
I'm Freddie. I just like, yeah.
I'm fucking Patrick.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That one. Philip Seymour. Why would I say Patrick? Who even was I?
I'm Patrick Swayze.
I was thinking of Sean Patrick Harris. Could you imagine Sean Patrick Harris in this movie?
He would be Tom.
And it would be terrible.
Yeah.
More like the terrible Mr. Ripley.
Oh, God.
Sean Patrick Harris, if you're listening to this, go fuck yourself.
Oh, yikes.
What if he is listening to this? He's not doing movies. He's not busy. Why would I say that about him? I'm so sorry, Mr. Patrick Harris. Have you ever heard of...
Who is Sean Patrick Harris?
Damn. Am I thinking Sean William Scott? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I think you're Neil Patrick Harris?
No, yeah, but I meant Sean William Scott. Damn, that's how unimportant you are. So sorry. How come you never corrected me, James?
Because you mixed up like three different people, and I'm like, who are you talking about right now?
Because I'm still looking up Mr. Ripley's astrological sign.
Yeah,
God,
I don't think
give
you're
it
gonna
up.
Find that.
Well, the weird thing is, we know what year he was born, but I can't find
the month.
We would
or
know
the
that
date?
Just because he graduated from Princeton in 52. That's just easy maths.
Well, this is, he's in five novels.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if this story
oh, wait,
is.
So there's a sequel to this?
Oh, I
we
hope
actually
so.
Know. I would prefer this movie just to end when they get on the boat. Him and, God, what's his name now?
Peter.
Peter, yes.
Ooh.
Him and Peter get on the boat together and then sail away into the
but
sunset.
I think it's one of those things where he didn't deserve a happy ending.
Dickie
didn't really do anything wrong. Dickie didn't deserve... He didn't do anything wrong to Tom. Dickie was a shitty guy, but Dickie was as shitty as most men are.
Correct.
Men are trash. Dickie was no exception.
And I had no qualms about Dickie being brutally murdered.
I had qualms.
Yeah, I did too.
I had DJ
no qualms.
I wrote down,
there's somebody I know. DJ Qualls.
Do not hit someone.
Don't hit someone with an oar.
If you have auto-kill. To be violent towards someone, don't hit them in a murder spot.
Cool. And then the way that his head splits open is really, every single time I watch it, that scene is hard. Whew.
Just hit
that
someone in their hand. Do that. That's not going to kill
Tom
them.
Tom is a tiny little boy compared
to
Dickie.
Hit them in the knee.
Dickie is a man.
Misery them.
Like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And yeah. Tom can't do anything.
And I
Tom's
like,
don't
be slapping me now. Don't do that. Don't do it. Maybe I don't think he deserved to be killed, but like, or at least not like that, like drown him or something. And then to lay with his body. Like,
yeah, he
I know
like,
he was cold and maybe a little stinky.
Laid with his body the whole time.
Took a whole nap under that man.
He was like, and he put his arm around him too. Because you know his arm was around him. So it's just like, yeah. And
I wonder
then
where he
Peter.
Put the body.
He just threw the body in the ocean.
But you remember they say they found the boat.
The body wouldn't have been like there anymore.
No
it
blood,
floated
no
away.
Nothing. That's gross.
It was in the water.
Ew.
Salty too. Mm.
The boat would have been deteriorating.
I suppose.
Deteriorating. I didn't understand him killing Peter. I mean, Tom's got a lot fucked up with him. Let's be real.
I think that he had to, but also for the movie to have been as long as it was, it does kind of frustrate me that it ended there.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, we hear a voiceover of Peter being strangled.
Too much is open. And we don't know what happened. There's no way he can meet up. What do you do with the body?
Yeah.
But he also can't meet back up with Cate Blanchett, but also too as well, Cate Blanchett's family knew about Dickie. That was why they looked so alarmed that she was like, oh, Dickie, y'all, it's Dickie.
They're like, this bitch crazy.
He did. Also, Cate Blanchett, like, I don't know, what her character? Were you under a rock? Were you under several rocks?
She was like, okay, I've been away crying because Dickie decided to leave me, even though it's not Dickie. It's actually Tom Ripley, and he's traveling under R. I think that he should have just been like, all right, I've got all this money from Dickie's family, and I'm just going to sail on the way into the sunset with Peter. And then Meredith shows up and ruins it, but he should have just been like, oh, Meredith, I'm not Dickie. I was just covering for Dickie whenever we met. And like, you know.
Or to James's point that he made throughout the back half of the movie, at any time he could have gone home.
Just go home.
Move to Montana, dude.
He could have gone to America and been fine.
He could have gone to another country and been fine.
Go to Canada. But I think in the books, he is just a straight up serial killer.
Oh.
And he just wants to keep killing.
I mean, I think we established that towards the end of the movie because he kills Peter, who he obviously
I would argue that
likes.
He had to kill Peter.
Peter didn't really know anything at that time.
Had Peter not seen, if he had, that was the like the part where he like his whole mood changes and he makes that little face. The part where Peter's like, oh, I saw you kissing her. Because remember when he came in, he was like, I just want us to stay in the room for the rest of the trip.
Yeah. But I don't think Peter could have been fine.
We don't know that he murdered him.
We do.
They could have just been choking each other out and jacking it.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Peter, you're crushing me. Ooh.
Yeah.
Tom's crushing me. Tommy, you're crushing me.
That was Tom saying, Peter, you're crushing me? Because
Tom's crushing me.
I thought he meant like Tom's he's crushing me, you know, like we're crushing together.
Fuck, marry, kill. Tom, Dickie, Peter.
Oh, God. Okay, well, obviously, I mean, kill Tom because he's going to murder everyone else.
Oh, that's
and then I would
that
fuck
means
Dickie.
He's going to murder this pussy, too.
I would fuck Dickie and then marry Peter.
Fuck Tom. Marry Dickie, kill Peter. Sorry. Peter was only attractive from some angles.
Yeah, but Dickie's like...
Matt Damon is just ugly Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm okay with that.
Abusive, though, according to like their like past shit. They're just like, oh, he would fly off in a rage and, you know, beat this classmate to...
Things happen.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so, James?
Hold on. What are all their names again?
Tom.
Tom, I would kill.
Dickie,
I would fuck.
Peter.
And then you would marry Peter. Exactly
yes.
What I said.
Okay, so fuck, marry, kill. Dickie, Peter, Freddy.
Oh, God. Oh, wait. Dickie, Peter, Freddy? Okay, mm-hmm. I kill Freddy. I fuck
really?
Dickie, and then I marry Peter.
I will
Are you gonna
fuck marry, kill
I'd fuck
Freddy.
Freddy. You'd fuck Freddy?
I'd fuck Freddy. I'd marry Dickie still,
Freddy.
And I'd kill Peter still.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Though for me, it would have to be Freddy, Peter. It would have to be Freddy, Dickie, Tom.
Say them all again.
Okay. You guys killed Tom. So now it's Freddy,
Freddy, I would fuck.
Dicky,
I would. Who's the other one?
Peter.
Then I guess kill.
You'd kill Dicky.
Yeah.
And marry Peter.
I would kill Tommy guy.
Freddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So exactly the same.
Fuck, marry, kill. Dicky, Peter, Dicky's dad.
Kill Dicky's dad. Marry
good looking old man.
Peter and fuck Dicky.
He's so close to dying. You marry Peter's dad.
Dicky's dad.
He's rich as
he's not gonna leave you the money. He's leaving it to Dicky.
What?
That man is going to make you sign a prenup when you marry him.
No, when he dies.
And he wouldn't leave it to you.
Well, he would just put you in the will.
Yeah. He would not put you in the will.
Why wouldn't you put your wife in the will?
Because it's...
Old men notoriously put their wives in their will.
You think that man will?
And then the kids take the wife to court like she just came along. She doesn't deserve the money, but it doesn't matter. Because you know what matters? What's on paper, baby?
That man would be like, all right, my son's a fucking loser, but I'm leaving all of my money to him.
And he hates his son.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be like, James, I love you.
I would marry Dickie's dad.
I wouldn't.
Fuck Dickie.
And not all the money.
Kill Peter.
You just
want
to kill Peter. Peter's great. Peter was a beautiful character.
And he can
sing. I think
sing.
He was a great character.
Trying
he's just not like
a friend and all that. He's a great person.
As attractive to me as anyone else.
So, but I'm like thinking of my life with Peter.
But Peter got that thick ass.
No, Tom does.
Tom had that thick ass.
Wait, Tom was the one laying down and I could have swore we only saw...
Peter was laying down.
But I was saying that when he said, tell me some good things about Tom Ripley, I said he got that fat ass and I think you thought him. I was saying that Peter should say that booty fat.
I thought you were just looking at him in the lens and you said, no, that's a juicy rump.
But this movie does give us both Jude Law's and Matt Damon's booty. Love that.
Love that a lot.
Jude Law has a good little booty.
I think Jude Law is in that Oscar Wilde movie with Stephen Fry, and I want to see it. It's old as fuck.
The Talented Mr. Ripley, I think one of my like problems with it is there are so many moments in it that make me cringe and so embarrassed. The scene where Tom is like, oh, I'm cold, can I get in the bathtub? And Dickie's like, you're in your fucking mind.
But at the same time, I can see him doing why he did that, because like he wants to... fuck Dickie.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have been like...
And then he also thinks that Dickie like...
What if our dicks were both floating in this bath water? This
and then
green
they just
bath
docked.
Water?
It's a bath bomb, you know?
In the 50s?
I don't know. But you would... If you were flirting with someone and you're like, they're taking a bath and you're sitting at the bathtub with them, you'd be like, I'm gonna get in this tub. You would do it.
How do I flirt?
This is how it would go with TC. Whoever he's saying it to... If they say no, you'll be like, okay, yeah, I'll just get in when you do. And then I'm also going to put a toaster in there.
I'd get in, but I'd kill myself. No, I'm trying to think. One time a girl came over and she was back when I lived with my sister and her girlfriend. She was going to sleep on the couch. So I was like, oh, you know, if you want, you can take my bed. And she was like, okay, cool. You're going to sleep on the couch. I was like, no. And then we were just kind of like laying there and I was like, you like cuddling? And then, we had sex all night.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's a good move.
Thanks. Try it out, guys. Try it out. What the hell, mouth?
Cha-ching.
Guys, I don't have a lot of notes, but
I stopped writing notes and set it down. I was like, I'm just going to watch this movie. I'm like 95% sure I've seen this movie before.
Gwyneth Paltrow is a very bad actress. I have that note like four times, but that's about it.
I couldn't stand the way they kept talking, Gwyneth Paltrow and Meredith. And I'm like, are they just like, is that just how people talked back then?
Like, it
is
was kind of like they were trying to do that thing that like Cary Grant used to do.
Yeah.
Or who's the other one? Cary Grant and
Bob Saget.
No. Cary Grant and...
They're a 50s announcer. They're trying to...
What the hell is his name?
I don't know.
Cary Whatever. Grant. Oh, you know what the problem was? I was thinking of Cary Grant. I was like, Cary Grant and that guy who... And then the face to the
it
name.
Just kept being Cary Grant.
Because I was also thinking of Jimmy... I thought I was saying Jimmy Stewart, but then I remember Jimmy Stewart didn't talk like any of them.
Jimmy Stewart talk like this.
Oh.
Do you guys want to know how much $100 was in 1955?
Yeah.
Fine.
In today's money, it would be $9,625. $100
or $1,000?
$1,000. Did I?
You said $100.
Oh, sorry.
And I was like, oh, why?
I was like, damn, $100 in today's economy is like two.
Exactly. I run that up daily. Just gone.
But the truth remains you're gone. That's funny. Going through puberty is funny to you?
It was funny to the millions watching the Brady Bunch.
Oh. Tommy.
So,
Jesus.
The weird thing
I
about
can't get
this,
over that you guys would fuck Freddy.
Wait, no, I remember I switched. I'd kill Freddy because I thought Tom was still in the equation.
I love a good toxic man. Okay. Sorry.
All right, well, let's...
Okay, so I have... He still got the money. The dad was still, like, he was not upset, like, hey,
it
you didn't
the
bring.
Funniest fucking thing. He gave him more money.
Yeah.
So he, was there no stipulation that, like, you have to, was there any time restraint? Was
no.
there anything?
He was just like, hey, you went to school with my kid. Like,
give it a shot.
Go bring him back home.
And
I'll,
then remember,
I'll pay
after,
you
like, Christmas or something, or like a little bit before Christmas, he was like, hey, you know, you tried, no love lost. Hope you at least had some fun.
Yeah,
dang.
That was what that letter was. It was written in old man talk, but
isn't
it was still like
the dream when you're gay.
Yeah,
don't
I mean,
we all want someone's dad to send us overseas.
Can someone's father send me to Europe to bring their wayward son home?
Can someone's
that I can
father
then
send me
with?
To Europe so that I can bash their son's head with an oar? And then his best friend, and
I
then
won't
my lover,
do
ultimately.
That. I won't do that.
I wouldn't do it either just because, again, very gross to watch. Very, 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 very gross. Those are great. Whatever kind of effects they used. Oh, my God. So good. So realistic.
But also, it would have just been, like, so much easier to, like, you know, just take him for all he's worth and then leave. So much easier. Dickie isn't shit. Though I do love Jude Law.
Yeah.
Very beautiful man.
And, wait, no, we already said the go home.
Go home. Tommy.
That's all my notes besides when Jude Law said, America's like a fog. You want to know what? Yeah, he sucks for saying that.
Damn. The Italians don't have any homosexuals. Makes Michelangelo and Leonardo very inconvenient.
Is that like you guys' favorite lines of the movie? Because again, mine was when Gwyneth Paltrow saw Tom and just screamed into the camera. If she could have grabbed the boom mic and brought it closer to her mouth, she would have.
Just grabbed it and like really held it in there.
Is this
and
my
screamed.
Camera? This one right here? Okay, here we go. And to be like, no, Gwen. I also hate the way her name is spelled. I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow.
Wait, what part?
And then also, no one's name is Gwyneth.
Lots of people is Gwyneth.
No, it's Gwendolyn.
Or Guinevere.
Yeah, back in maybe 1400.
My name
in
is
Athens.
Corwin. Like, what the fuck? Of
it's
course
a
I'm
mountain
bring up
range,
a...
man.
What?
Cullum?
Cum's a river.
Wait, I thought you always told me it was a mountain range.
I thought you said Cum's a river. And
Cum's
I
a river.
Like,
wait, then what's
Corwin?
What's Corwin?
Like,
Corwin's just
business.
An old Celtic name.
It sounds like you're saying corn, but like you have something in your throat.
Corwin. Let's see what Corwin
Corian.
Means.
Corwin.
From beyond the hill.
Is that what Cullum means?
No, that's what Corwin means.
What?
Yeah. I just searched Corwin name meaning. The name Corwin is a Gaelic baby name. In Gaelic baby names,
God
the
damn.
Meaning of the name Corwin is from beyond the hill. I think in episode maybe 7 we talked about this.
Literally any baby name I look up, it's like your name means friend of the heart.
My grandma had a book of baby names, but my name wasn't in there. So she wrote it in and put the word honeybee next to it.
Watch James spell my name wrong.
He probably just put corn.
Corn means beyond the hill. That sounds like the
yeah,
faithful
corn. Guys, I made some pasta this week, and I made the
I
sauce
saw.
From scratch. It was really good.
What kind of sauce was that?
It was just eggs and Parmesan and garlic powder, black pepper, some of that starchy noodle water.
So you made not really an Alfredo, but sort of?
Sort of. It was pretty creamy. So for Valentine's Day, I just went to the pot, stirred it up, and was like, busted a big nut to just the sound of the pasta.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's how good pasta should be.
No, because it sounded good.
Yeah, like macaroni. Yeah. I got right. it. I got
Which
you.
Which sounds obvious. Yeah. We're there.
We're there. James is somewhere else.
Stirring
on his
macaroni
phone.
And cheese sounds like sex because I didn't have any sex on Valentine's Day.
That's what stirring mac and cheese sounds like.
I hope not.
Yeah. If it's like really thick and creamy.
That's how I like them. Thick and
creamy. Thick and creamy.
Like an Oreo.
It also on other websites is what you say. Heart's friend.
Friend of the heart. Because we talked about it because my name is Corwin Alexander. And Alexander Great. Means defender of man. Alexander. So friend of heart. Friend of the heart. Defender of man.
The first name is Gaelic.
My first name is Gay.
The middle name is Defender of Man.
My middle name is after Alexander the Great, who is a notoriously gay commander who took over the world.
Mm. Mm. Again, my name, not really anything.
TC?
Middle Yeti? Name, nothing.
Yeah, my name's a lot. It's a lot to live up to. I've got to be gay and great.
I was going to be named Angus.
Oh, Angus.
I would not have been your friend.
Yeah, no one would Angus. Have.
I'd beat the shit out of you just because
I still
caught you
would've.
Masturbating in the bathroom and beat the shit out of you. I'm sure that's what you would have been doing. And when I caught you, I'd have been like, get a load of this guy and just started just beating you with my fists.
I either would have just moved to Ireland where that would have been normal, or I probably would have ended up strangling my mom. Like Kralik.
Yeah. Angus?
Angus Snogs and Perfect Thoggin.
Everyone named Angus out there is fine.
Damn it.
I love you.
I said Angus Songs and Perfect Thogging.
I love
Angus
that movie.
Thongs and Perfect Snogging. I don't know what happened with my brain. The Cary Grant thing. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and the Sean Patrick Harris.
I'm just going to finish out the podcast like this.
See, also, why would you want to, throwing back to marrying the father, why would you want to marry the dad when he said, to my ear, jazz is just noise?
I don't give a shit about jazz music. Yeah. You know what jazz reminds me of? My dad. Now he's gone.
You want to know when jazz has been good? When rap music took it and made it good.
Oh, my dad God. Used to exclusively listen to WNUA back when it was jazz.
I'm mostly just talking about how fucking awful he is. He's like, I listen to silence in the evening, and if you talk, I'm going to smack you in the face. That is Dickie's father. Not a good man.
He also does seem pretty sexist. Like, he's like, she only thinks
Seems?
He didn't kill himself because she's a woman.
Her feminine woman. Intuition.
If she didn't have a vagina, she'd be able to think. It's weighing her down. Her giant clitoris weighs down her brain.
Also, it's surprising that our ending was so short, just considering that our intro was the longest fucking intro we've
longest
saw
thing in the world.
Saw yeah. We've saw on this show.
It just breaks into the credits. Not even like directed by. It's like unit production manager.
You know what? Maybe the end of that movie was disappointing.
Yeah, that's why I said I prefer that it just sailing off to the sunset.
Yeah, I think I'm disappointed.
I like to think, because he gets away anyway, so I'd like to think of him getting away and like, you know.
I'd like to see how he got out of it because there's just no way. Did you guys know that if you die on a cruise, they just keep your body at the bottom of the boat?
He could have just thrown him off board. Just like, whoop, bye-bye.
Through that porthole window.
Bye-bye, Peter. And then no one knows where Peter is. And they're like, he's like, I don't fucking know where Peter is. I'm Dickie.
And then they would have been like, how are you Dickie? He's dead.
And he's like, I'm just Dickie. And then he throws Meredith off board too. And he's
he
like,
has
I'm
to
Tom.
Literally kill everybody
My
on
name
the
is
boat.
Tom.
He has to throw everybody overboard. Literally That's the talented Mr. Ripley too.
The only person that knows Tom as Dickie anymore is Meredith. Tom's, besides the like random like hotel people and the housekeeper and stuff like that.
Tom's true talent is in the second movie we learn is that he's a master sailor because again he's thrown everyone overboard.
He just keeps throwing people in the goddamn ocean and hitting them with oars.
Yeah.
So guys,
not a good thing.
I didn't know anything about this movie and I thought this was like a turn of the century, like talented Mr. Ripley gives miracles out or some movie like that. And I was like, why are we watching this? He's just,
it's like, it's very slow paced right up until he hits him with that oar. And then it's like everything starts happening so fast that it's hard to keep up almost.
I just wanted it to be a slice of life movie where they live as a throuple.
I really struggle with,
words,
closure and like not just relationships but like friendships and like when you stop talking to somebody or like when someone stops talking to you, I am one of those people who like I need to know why, or like if a friendship ends or a relationship ends or something, I want to know what, like almost like Yelp, like I would like for people to be able to come back to me and say, here were the things I liked, here were the things I didn't like, so that moving forward and you know friendships, relationships, I don't know, your parents, whatever, you can fix it and like you know be a different person to be more likable. And I was like, all I ever ask for is that people just give it to me straightforward and be honest. But then as Dickie was being like, oh, you're a leech and you're bored, I was like, man, I don't think I could take that, you know?
A lot of people
probably
can.
Probably have to bust somebody's head open with an oar.
the only other thing that I wrote down that's significant at all is him showing up on the beach and Dickie being like, you're so white.
Yeah.
And him being like, it's an undercoat.
He's like, a what?
What?
Immediately, he was like, this guy's not funny.
But then he was immediately like, I want you to live with me.
Come live with me and wear my clothes. Oh, God, the scene where he's wearing his clothes. Oh, and then he was like, please don't tell nobody.
And he immediately tells Freddy.
Freddy said, Tommy, you wearing his clothes, huh?
This movie was pretty good, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good movie.
Let anybody recommend? But James tell it, this movie is gay.
Yeah, very, very homoerotic in the beginning. And yeah, very queer.
Can you cut out everything I've said about every celebrity? I forgot celebrities be listening to your podcast. Celebrities never listen to What the Hell Mouth. But then, like, I don't know.
Just indie directors listen.
Sean William Scott's going to be in my DMs. Like, who do you think you are?
Who the fuck do you think you are, TC?
I'm going to have to be like, who is this?
You said, I didn't talk about you at all.
Sean Patrick Harris is going to find you. Don't know who the
Neil
fuck
Patrick
he is.
Neil Patrick Harris, if you're listening to this, we're good.
Neil Patrick
like
Harris
you.
Wasn't about you. It was
wasn't.
Sean. Sean Patrick
your brother.
Harris. Don't know who the fuck that is.
Sean William Scott does look like Neil Patrick Harris.
I also don't know who that is.
Sean,
you would
Sean
have to
William
show me
Scott
a picture, and then
from
I would know.
Dude, Where's My Car? He was.
oh, is he the guy? Is he the guy from American Pie? Yes. Oh, okay, I know who that is.
Pull up a picture of Sean William Scott. That bitch said I couldn't find any.
Okay. All right. TC, would you recommend this movie? We're going out
TC's
on that.
TC's the one that recommended the movie
oh,
to
yes.
us.
Yes, of course I would.
Corwin.
I would recommend the movie. Don't watch it while you're sad, though.
Even with a huge-ass runtime of 2 hours and 18 minutes, I would.
Hey, y'all, we got James to watch a 2 hour and 18-minute movie. And he only complained like a couple times.
No, the only thing I complained about was go home, man. Just go home.
Yeah, so he didn't really complain at all. He watched a 2 hour, 18
minute
movie.
Damn, I wish he'd do that during What the Hell, man. Who are you watching?
Watch a 30 minute show, and he's just like, what?
He turns his TV on, like, oh, I hate the show.
Speaking of that, TC, what you got to plug?
Check out What the Hell, man. It's released every other Tuesday. It's pretty funny, you know?
Yeah.
Follow that podcast Twitter at WTHMPod or on Tumblr at What the Hell Mouth Podcast.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff at Core Winning. Also my theater company at Saltbox Theater Collective and this podcast at This Movie's Gay. Also, like, send like lovely notes to TC. Just say we love you. Send all that to TC.
Guys, I'm good.
Yeah, go on Twitter at Tavia_CW because they won't let you put a period.
And I complain about
yes.
it.
Yeah. Okay. But Instagram is
Tavia.CW.
Because yeah. they do let you put a period.
There's nothing to complain about.
Nothing yeah. to complain about on Instagram.
Who could complain about Instagram? I wish there were less ads.
They're owned by Facebook.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But I'd be on Facebook. Everybody's always like, people yeah. our age aren't on Facebook, but I am. I like Facebook.
I just look through and then watch Bon Appetit videos on Facebook, honestly.
Yeah.
That's all I do. That's all I do in everything.
I look at a picture of Nicole and then masturbate on Facebook.
We know,
I believe
James.
You.
All right.
Hey, guys. One, Mostly Speaking Sentai hit a big achievement today.
Woo-woo.
We are a podcast partner with the Tokusatsu Network. If you're into Tokusatsu stuff, check them out. And hey, follow them at the TokuNet on Twitter. It's great, guys. We're a partner with them. Woo! And by we, Mostly Speaking Sentai, unless we start doing tokusatsu movies here, except Buffy, you know, kind of tokusatsu.
Are there gay tokusatsu movies?
We've tried and cannot find any.
All right. Well, as soon as there's one of those.
Please, a director out there. But go to MLMpod.com to find out more information about something like Mostly Speaking Sentai, What the Hell Mouth, Cha-Ching, and Hit It and Crit It. Those are the podcasts I co-host. Then also go to MLMpod.com/donate to help us out, where you need to re-up on the website domain name and all of that. It's going to be like $200-some. Please. MLMpod.com/donate and let us hear your coin, The Witcher and
Cha-ching.
Marshland Monster. Also over there on MLMpod.com, download all of that stuff and then go over to Mostly Speaking Sentai on YouTube. Watch Corwin and I's live stream. We'll be doing it more, so be subscribed. Smash that bell so you get notifications when we're streaming.
So that you can hear me yell at James to give me mana potions and that I'm not going to give him anything and that I'm taking all the loot because I'm a really good like partner in a game.
He's yes. not.
So good.
I thought you said taking
more?
All the lube. I was like, is that all a part of the game?
I took all the lube, TC. I need it.
I have some lube that's in a grenade-shaped container.
I'm aware of that lube.
It's
not the one that you
like.
Have, but the lube that
it's
you're talking
very
about.
Very cum-like.
What do you think would happen if you used a health potion as lube?
I mean, it would heal the tears.
Oh, okay. I've been James.
I've been Corbin.
I've been Tavia.
Wait, we do bye.
Bye. See you in class, bitch sticks.
Yeah.
What the hell, Mel?
Ching. Ching.